At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You see, God is not in the business of condemning you. He is in the business of restoring you. You are not defined by what happened to you or by what you did. You are defined by who God says you are. Hi, family. Welcome back to If Only One Overcomes. I'm your host, Katie Lee, and I'm so honored to have you here. If you are new, this podcast is about healing, resilience, and overcoming trauma to live a life filled with purpose and peace. Last week, we talked about setting boundaries and protecting your peace. Today, we're tackling something that so many of us struggle with after trauma, guilt and shame. These emotions can feel like chains keeping us stuck in our past, but I want you to know that freedom is possible. So let's go ahead and get an understanding of guilt and shame. Guilt says, I did something bad. Shame says, I am bad. Guilt says, I made a mistake. Shame says, I am a mistake. One is about action. The other is about identity. So how does trauma create these feelings? Survivors of abuse, abandonment, or neglect may internalize guilt as if the trauma was their fault. Loss or failure, especially when linked to past pain or rejection, can foster feelings of shame and worthlessness. Sometimes social and family pressure can reinforce false belief that something is wrong with us. Shame can silence and isolate us. It can convince us that if people really knew what happened or what we carry, they wouldn't love or accept us. Now let's take a look at two biblical perspectives on shame. Romans 8:1. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Isaiah 61:7. Instead of shame, you will receive a double portion, and instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. You see, God is not in the business of condemning you. He is in the business of restoring you. You are not defined by what happened to you or by what you did. You are defined by who God says you are. So let's go ahead and learn how to overcome guilt and shame. One, we have to recognize the lies and replace them with the truth. Identify the false belief that trauma has planted in you. Write it down if you have to. Then ask, where did this come from? Is this God's truth or trauma's voice? For every lie, find a truth to replace it. Here are two examples. The lie, I am unworthy. The truth, I am deeply loved by God. The lie, it was all my fault. The truth, I did my best with what I knew at the time. And here's an affirmation. I am not defined by my past. I am redeemed and renewed. Two, speak grace over yourself. Grace is what God extends to us freely, and we need to learn to extend it to ourselves. When we fall into self-judgment, pause and ask, would I speak this way to a friend? Replace inner criticism with words of kindness. You are doing the best you can. You are healing and you are growing. Three, forgive yourself and release the weight. Guilt keeps us stuck in the past. Forgiveness moves us forward. Write a letter to yourself releasing the guilt. Start with, I forgive you for. Remind yourself, God has already forgiven me. Who am I to withhold what he has given? Four, surround yourself with support. Don't isolate. Don't walk through healing alone. healing happens in connection. God often uses people to be a part of the restoration process. Find a safe, encouraging circle, a therapist, a faith-based encouragement, or a trusted friend who can help you see yourself clearly. And here's a scripture to anchor yourself on. Psalms 34:5. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Listen, you are not your guilt. You are not your shame. You are an overcomer. Well, overcomers, we are at the end. This week, I challenge you to write down one shame-based thought and replace it with a truth. Speak that truth over yourself daily. Now, if today's episode spoke to you, please share it with someone who might need it. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, or connect with me on social media at If Only One Overcomes. I would love to hear from you. And as we wrap up this final episode of season one, I just want to take a moment to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for walking this healing journey with me. If Only One Overcomes was born from pain, but it has become a place of purpose and community. I'll be taking a short break between seasons, but don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. During this pause, you can continue to revisit episodes 1 through 13, reflect on what spoke to your heart, and download the companion worksheets to support your healing. These resources are available for you at any time. Next Saturday, our Saturday Soul Note will continue, and so will our Sunday Night Soul Reset Prayer. So stay connected. We are still walking together. And when we return, we'll kick off Season 2 with Episode 14, Reclaiming Joy, Finding Happiness After Trauma. Plus, we'll replay the very first episode, How My Pain Led Me to Start If Only One Overcomes, for any new listeners joining us, and as a reminder of the why behind all of this. And until then, remember, your life is too important because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. You are not alone. You are not forgotten. You are an overcomer. God bless.